Welcome back to the Global OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rabi'i, the fifth day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/EALL. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Shoshan. Last time we had Rabbi Shoshan on was way back in September. It's been a while. Of Avas Torah, the Scottsdale Torah Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shoshan slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20. 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shoshan.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and on behalf of everybody involved at this call, thank you to the OU for the continuing chizuk that you give to the entire world Jewish community. Tomorrow night is the yahrzeit of the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, whose Torah has reached far beyond the Hasidic world, well into all portions of the Orthodox and Torah learned world. And in his famed work, Nesiva Shalom, on the 3 weeks, he asks the following question. On Friday night in the Zmiras of Kol Mekadesh Shvi, we sing the words, Ohavei Hashem HaMechakim Bevinyan Ariel, lovers of Hashem who are waiting for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the Yom HaShabbos Kodesh Sisu V'Simchu K'Mekabli Matan Nachliel. On the day of Shabbos, rejoice and bring joy like those who receive the Torah. And the question is, how does Shabbos answer the need of those who are waiting for the building of the Beis HaMikdash? Because even after that Shabbos, as we've experienced so many times, the Beis HaMikdash is not yet rebuilt. And furthermore, why is it that the sages also link Shabbos and the notion of mourning over the Beis HaMikdash in the following way that applies to us, every one of us, this Shabbos? The Gemara in Tainus, Chavtes 29, says that there's no mourning on Shabbos. And as a result of that, even if Tisha B'Av itself would fall on Shabbos, and is the case this year where it falls on Motzei Shabbos, and we would normally have a meal of mourning that we're used to in the customs of mourners preceding Tisha B'Av, the sages tell us that a person should eat ochel kiseudas shlomo hamelech b'shaito, that a person should eat like the king's meal, King Solomon's meal in his time. So why is there no mourning on Shabbos? And why are we almost instructed to rejoice even this Shabbos as Tisha B'Av is coming in? Lastly, the question could be raised, what is the idea of sisu v'simchu on Shabbos, rejoice on Shabbos? We know that's a halacha of yontif to rejoice, but why is it so about Shabbos? The answer is that the Mishnah in Tainus at the very end quotes a verse that reads as follows. Tse'ena u're'ena b'nos siyon b'amelech shlomo b'atarash i'ir lo imo b'yom chasunosu v'yom simchas libo. Go out and see, daughters of Zion, King Shlomo, which is a reference actually to Hashem, to whom all peace belongs, in the crown that his mother made for him on the day of his marriage and on the day of the rejoicing of his heart. The sages tell us in those final words of Tainus, the day of his marriage is the day of the giving of the Torah, and the day of the rejoicing of his heart is that Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is the building of the Beis HaMikdash. What that tells us is that the Hashem himself and Klal Yisrael, as a married family, rejoiced together with a sense of intimacy at the day the Torah was given, and rejoiced together in the concept of the Beis HaMikdash standing. That is what's going on when we search. What are we searching for in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? It's the searching for that yichud, that closeness between us and Hashem. Now, that concept is also found by Shabbos. Because as the sages tell us, Knesset Yisrael Yeh Ben Zugecha, Klal Yisrael marries Hashem, as it were, through the Shabbos. And the Shabbos itself is called, in the verse in Parshas Bahalosa, Uveyom Simchasem, the day of your rejoicing. What that means is that Shabbos doesn't have a separate mitzvah of rejoicing like Yom Tov does. Shabbos itself is the day of rejoicing. As it says, Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael Osi La'olam. Shabbos is that everlasting sign of the closest that we have with Hashem. So the answer to the question is as follows. We, the Jewish people, yearn for a time of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash so we can feel once again the closeness and the intimacy that is true then. But the Almighty has given us a gift that stays with us throughout all of the exiles that we can tap into again. And that is that very same intimacy of closeness with Hashem is available to us and is the reality of every single Shabbat, every single Shabbos. We're coming back into a closeness that expresses our oneness with Hashem. So what do we say? Those who yearn all week for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, Sisu v'simchu, on Shabbos rejoice like the giving of the Torah when you achieve closeness with Hashem, and like you achieve and you want to have that closeness to the rebuilding all week, but at least you can experience it every single Shabbos. And so on, even on this Shabbos, when we would be shifting to our normal morning on Erev Tisha B'Av, but we eat Shalosh Shudos in the normal manner because we are in that closeness that we pine for all the time and that we are given every seventh day. May it be Hashem's will that we use this Shabbos and every Shabbos to experience that ultimate closeness. We'll now turn to the Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezricha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'olasecha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha Lecha Atzasecha Yimalei Niranuna Bishwasecha Uveshem Elohei Nunidgo Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yadati Kihoshia Adonai Mishicho Yanei Umishmei Kodsho Bigvuros Yesha Yemino Ele Varechev Ve'ele Vasusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Karu V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanis Odod Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu V'Yom Koreinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzor, binos deshe yar bitzeni, al mei menucho sinahaleni, nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'magli tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki elech b'gei tzalmoves, lo yirara ki ata imadi, Shivtecha u'mishantecha, hey, mayinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorirai. Dishanta v'ashemen roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed, yudifuni kol yimei chayoi. Ishavti beveis Adonai, l'orech yomim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esra Einai El Harim, Me'ayin Yovo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Baretz. Al Gitein Lamot, Raglecho, Al Yonum Shomirecho. Hinei Lo Yonum, Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomirecho. Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yoreyach baloyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvoecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shima Vikoli Tehyena Zevakashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Mecha Hasilicha Leman Tivorei Ki Visi Adonai Ki Visa Nafshi Velidvaro Hocholti Nashil Adonai Mi Shomirim Laboker Shomirim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki im Adonai Yachesed Veharbe Imo Fidus Vehu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. We'll make a Mishaberach for those who are ill, pausing for you to insert your names at the right time. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yapeyes Acholim. Bavur shakol hakaon yisvalim bavuram. Yischar zakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimom ulaposom lachaskam lachiyosom. Vishlach lahem mehira refuah shleimah min hashamayim l'chol evareim l'chol yideihem v'sof shar cholei Yisrael. Refuah hanefesh refuah haguf hashdal bagalo v'yizman kariv v'nomar amen. And now we'll say achenu, davening for the well-being of all of our brothers and sisters wherever they may be found. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara v'shivya ha'omedim bein hayom uvein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yotzi'im mitzara v'bracha me'afela l'ora u'mishibu l'yula hashta b'agalo v'izman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shoshan. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. The speaker is not yet confirmed, but we will have that all set in the coming hours. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.